In Las Vegas, the Golden Knights return home. It's the Minnesota Wild today. I'm Dan Duva with Golden Knights defenseman Noah Hanifin. Noah, let's talk about the big story, the Boston College Eagles heading to... No, I'm kidding. We'll talk about that in a minute. Congratulations on the new contract. What did it feel like when you put pen to paper?
Yeah, you know, it felt great. Ever since I came here, you know, I've loved it here. It's a great group of guys. It's a great organization, and they really want to win here. It's an awesome culture, and as an athlete, that's something you always want to be a part of. And it's a privilege just to for them to be able to commit to me for 8 years, and I'm really excited about the future here.
Yeah, you said something similar when we spoke right at your Golden Knights debut. It was a month ago today. I think people might be curious to know, why now as opposed to exploring free agency at the end of the season?
I think you never really know what's going to happen until you see that change of scenery and you get familiar with the place. And for me, ever since I was here from day one, I really enjoyed being here. I love the organization. I love the guys on the team, the training staff, coaches, everybody's great. And I feel it's going to push me to be a better player. For me, it was a no-brainer once they approached, me. It was a place that I really want to stay and be a part of this organization for a long time. So I couldn't be more happy.
So did this come together recently?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think in the last couple of weeks, I was just trying to focus on hockey and let my agents and Kelly, talk a little bit and see if we could come to an agreement, which we did. It was pretty smooth process, honestly, and it happened relatively quickly. So, I'm very excited, and now my focus, obviously having that put behind me, which is nice, is just to keep playing, as best as I can, and get in the playoffs and go on a run here.
When you come here and you make your Golden Knights debut, did you think that you would be signing an extension this soon?
I mean, yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's, for me, like when I got traded here, I wasn't really thinking about contract right away. I was just thinking about helping this team win and get familiar with the new organization, new players. It can be tough sometimes. You have a new team getting your game in order, and I felt like the players and the coaches made it really easy for me, and I feel like I was a part of the group relatively quickly, so it was a no-brainer once the opportunity came.
So it's 16 games now. You feel like it's been a month?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's gone by pretty quickly, to be honest. But it's been exciting. Every day coming to the rink is fun and it's enjoyable, and it's hard work. And as an athlete, that's what you want, right? Like you want to enjoy what you do. You want to enjoy going to the rink every day, but you want to come to a place where there's a high standard and a desire to win, and guys pushing each other and coaches pushing players. Like, that's what you want to be a part of, and that's what I've seen here right from the get-go. And it's just so excited. I can continue to be here for the next 8 years, and like I said, just focus on getting in the playoffs and playing, the best hockey I can for the team then.
You sign an 8-year contract, so that means you're going to be in your mid-30s by the time this contract is over. You think about where you are in your career. Not everybody gets to sign a deal like this at age 27.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know it's a big commitment for both sides. And, 8 years, it's you're lucky to play 2 years in this league. It's a privilege to be in this league. There's so many good players in the world, and I couldn't be more excited just to be here for the next 8 years, and I'm lucky to have had the career I've had and been surrounded by the people I've been surrounded by. It's all made me a better person and player, so I'm excited for the next chapter here and continuing that next page, and we'll see where I'm at when that contract's up. Like you said, I'll be a lot older and my life could look a lot different at that point, but I couldn't be happier than to spend those years here.
You said something interesting a moment ago. You said it's a commitment on both sides, and I think a lot of people just think, the organization, obviously the dollars, but then, the support of a player. What is the commitment like on your side?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's you got to work hard. You got to perform for the team. Once you sign, it's just the beginning, right? You got to go and you got to earn it, and you got to be a good teammate. You got to be a leader. You got to try your best to win and help the culture grow and continue what they have here, honestly. That's my job in these next 8 years. But I feel I'm up for it. I feel good about my game. I know who I am as a player, and I feel that I can help this place.
I remember reading a story about you before you got drafted, about your routine, your training, and how committed and diligent. I mean, I was eye-popping for someone at the time you were 17 years old. What do you think that person, 17-year-old Noah Hanifin, would think about the journey that you've been on now 10 years later?
You know, yeah, it's pretty crazy looking back. You know, it's my ninth year in the league, and, you know, it's gone by really quickly. You know, when you look at it, you know, I feel like I was a rookie just yesterday, and just feel like I've grown a lot. Like I said, I've been surrounded by so many good people. I've had good coaches my whole life and played with good teammates, good older veteran guys that have taught me the way and kind of got me to this point. So I think for me, I always had the passion for hockey. I always loved the game. I always felt that I was a hardworking kid, but you know, you need people around, you need a good team around you just to help you and push you and make you better. And fortunately, I've always had that in my career, and that's led me to this point.
After the deal is completed, what's your first phone call?
I always, you know, just with my family. You know, fortunately, my dad and my brother were out here. My fiance is here, so I had some dinner with them last night and just got to hang out and enjoy it. But just, you know, my mom, my sister, just talking to my family. You know, they're the ones that got me to this point, and you know, they've been my biggest supporters since I've been a little kid. So. It's exciting, obviously, just to be able to kind of have this done with and put behind and just go work hard and play hockey and help this team.
You told us that you wear number 15 here with the Golden Knights because that was a number that you wore in high school. Can only imagine what your high school buddies have had to say about this.
Yeah, no, they're all excited. You know, those are my best friends from back home, all the kids I went to high school with, and we're still super, super close to this day. And I think they're happy to be here for the next 8 years. They got a couple of good visits coming up from them, so they're pretty thrilled with it. And you know, like I said, they've always supported me and they've followed my career. You know, whether it was in Carolina, Calgary, now here, they've been a part of the journey too. So just really exciting.
I know you're often asked about number 9, Jack Eichel. How does he fit into all this?
Oh, he's huge. You know, I mean, he's the guy that. You know, he really made me comfortable here, and whenever you go to a new organization, it's huge to just know somebody, and they kind of settle you in and make you feel comfortable. They show you around the area and the community, and Jack was that guy for me, and, you know, just, you know, I've known Jack forever, and just to be able to be his teammate in the NHL is pretty special, and, you know, like, you know, he's a really hardworking kid. He's a winner. Obviously, he's a champion, so he's just a good guy to have in the room, and he's a good guy to go to work with every day, and it's going to be a pleasure to do that for the next couple of years.
Two more things unrelated to all of that. Number one, I mentioned at the top, Boston College. Big win against Michigan in the Frozen Four. They're going to take on Denver in the national championship. What do you see in your alma mater?
Yeah, I mean, they looked great yesterday. I got to catch the game and scoring that first shift. You know, they just, for a relatively young team and having those freshmen, I mean, they're a really mature team, and they got a really bright future, all those kids and the whole team. And it's been fun to watch, honestly. I try to follow BC as much as I can, but I feel like this year I follow them more so than ever. And you know, they just got a great team. They got a great coaching staff. You know, Greg Brown, Mike Ayers, all those guys, Buckley, just great people. So wishing them all the best, and hopefully they can get the job done.
Yeah, taking on Denver on Saturday afternoon. But first, the Golden Knights take on the Minnesota Wild today. No, the team has lost its last three games. Still haven't clinched a spot yet, but you can officially clinch a spot today, depending on what happens with the Blues. Where's this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to improve our game. We want to get back to the way we were, you know, a week or so ago, and we're at our best when we're connected and we're playing together. And I feel the last couple of games we've kind of got a little separated all over the ice, and that's not, you know, the way we want to play. So I think yesterday was good just to regroup a little bit, get home, you know, spend some time with families, and came in this morning, got some good work in, watched some film, and had a good skate. And we know what's at stake here the last week of the season, and it's a huge game for us tonight, and you know, we should come up flying.
And a little bit of a jolt, though, he's not in the lineup to see Mark Stone practice.
Oh, it's great. I mean, he's the captain, he's the leader here, and just to see him back on the ice, even though he's in a red jersey, it just brings a different level of energy to the rink in the morning. And you know, I'm happy for him. I think everybody's super excited to see him back on the ice with us, and I know he's itching to play, and yeah, we're excited.
Four games left in the regular season starting today against Minnesota. Our guest has been defenseman Noah Hanifin, who's just signed himself a new 8-year contract with the Golden Knights. Noah, thanks once again. Congratulations and best of luck today.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Noah Hanifin. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, this is the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.